Potential Republican Replacement for Elise Stefanik Whitewashes Anti-Trump Rhetoric. By Sean Moran on December 30, 2024. New York State Senator Dan Steck, R., who is running to replace outgoing Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, has claimed to be a vocal supporter of President-elect Donald Trump. However, he refused to endorse Trump in the weeks before the pivotal 2016 election. Steck went on Fox News on Sunday to tout his alleged pro-Trump stances, claiming that he supports Trump. Local Empire State outlets reported that Steck has worked closely with Stefanik and is a backer of Trump's America First agenda. "We've got a green light law that prohibits local and state law enforcement from coordinating with our federal law enforcement on the border. And that's led to a real crisis in Clinton, Franklin, and St. Lawrence counties. I've been up close and personal on those border issues for a long time," Steck said. Watch, Elise Stefanik rips into Harvard President Claudine Gay over anti-Semitism. He told WAMP Northeast Public Radio. "So, you know, I think President Trump is on the right track there. But really, it's about, you know, respecting the will of the voters. You know, voters nationally spoke loud and clear last month. They want this agenda. It's an agenda that you know, that I support. It's a perspective that I've had my whole life that absolutely is the responsibility of our federal government is to put America first." However, despite his alleged pro-Trump credentials, Steck on October 13, 2016, said he would not endorse Trump, citing Trump's inexcusable remarks, referring to controversial Access Hollywood tapes released before the second Trump-Clinton presidential debate. "I have not made an endorsement in the presidential race, and I will not be making an endorsement," the New York Republican said. "On the one hand, I've got tremendous reservations about Secretary Clinton's past and her own shortcomings. And despite the perspective that it would be nice to have a Republican administration, I can't easily discount the character shortcomings of either candidate. So, I think I'm going to watch the next 3.5 weeks and wait and see if something more horrible comes out before I am ready to cast a vote." Steck did not endorse Trump during the 2024 Republican primaries, even though candidate Trump received dozens of endorsements from New York Republicans. The candidate to replace Stefanik only endorsed Trump after President Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance against the 45th president. The New York State United Teachers Union also endorsed Steck in 2024. Steck appears to have donated to Friends of Andrew Wiley, which supports Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley, a Democrat. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.